Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyCars.ie, get low prices and save on your car insurance today at InsureMyCars.ie.
Right, I think it's working now.
Hey, go, there we go, we're back and we're in. Fucking hell, whoa!
We've just come off the back of singing our little hearts out for the Minder theme heading into the bank holiday weekend.
Ah, the joys
of it.
And
I have to say, I came down with a frog in my throat at the wrong time.
He did, just at the wrong time. I tell you something, you can always count on Jim to have a frog at the wrong time. But we were just about to sing our way into the weekend. It's an old tradition, I have to say. It's just one of those things. It's such a jovial thing,
isn't
it?
It just feels good. And of course, and the thing is, we just started talking towards the end of the show on Friday. We just started talking about how we should decide to become a new musical novelty act.
Well, novelty act? Novelty act? Excuse me.
Well, I mean,
in the tradition of
Ant and Dec or Robson and Jerome or Hoddle and Waddle or, you know, the great traditions.
I don't know why you're mentioning them like they're novelty acts. Those are the, you know, you're talking some of my favourite double duos there,
absolutely.
You know.
Who wouldn't love to hear Hoddle and Waddle back in the charts?
I'm not even fucking messing, though. I think we should start releasing singles and, like, be a band, you know.
A band?
Where we do, like, team tunes from the 80s and all. That's just what we do. We just do team tunes. I'm not even messing.
Right,
I think we do gigs and all.
What about the ones that don't have lyrics in them?
Well,
I mean, because we could do
them. What do you mean? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da. Do-do-do. Da-da-da-da. Then we do that.
Oh, right. So, again, just to point out, not a novelty act then.
No. It's a sing-along experience. experience. It would be a great
next stop, the Braymore Rooms.
Yeah.
That doesn't even exist anymore.
Well, we'll bring it back. We'll bring it back. I think we'd be great. We could do cheers and all, you know.
Cheers.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows
you. Yeah, you see that? You could do that. We could do the Golden Girls.
The Golden, thank you for being a friend.
Absolutely. Obviously, we'd have our Minder theme as our big finale.
That's the big one. Yeah. Starting, we'll do that 3 or 4 times in the show.
Yeah.
You had
the littlest hobo today.
Exactly. We do that as well.
There's a
voice that keeps on calling Jim. Down the road, that's where I'll always be. Be great, yeah. Maybe tomorrow I want to settle down.
We could call ourselves the Team Tunes.
The Team Tune.
Or
we'd be like the Teletubbies, the Tune-a-Tubbies.
Tubby Tunes.
The Tune-a-Tubbies. We could even do their song. Jim, PJ, from Nova.
We did jingles before. What was the jingles we did before we tried?
What jingles did we do? I can't remember.
We definitely did a couple of jingles before. Remember with Mike and all?
Oh, I don't remember much now in my life, to be honest.
That's going back too far.
But I think, I tell you, there's something in it. Something in it. You know, like those, it'd be like a sort of a tribute to the 80s act.
Yeah.
And maybe some 90s. We could do Saved by the Bell. I wake up in the morning and my alarm says out that warning, I don't think it
will. Would we have to dress up for it?
Ah, yeah. Not too much. A bit of spandex and that.
Right. Like, kind of go full black lace kind of thing.
Bit of that fans at
the
front.
I don't mean wearing black lace. I mean like band.
Oh, right. I thought you meant.
Who did, you know.
Oh, I thought you meant you wanted to wear knickers, but that's up to you. You wear whatever you want.
No, that sang Superman and Agadoo and all.
Superman.
Oh, whatever.
Da, 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 da.
No! Whatever. Look, they were a novelty act. What do you want?
Oh, yeah. I'd be into it, yeah.
There is a tradition abroad. I mean, Terry Wogan. The great Terry Wogan had the floral dancer. What was the name of that yoke he had a hit with?
The Roly Polies, wasn't it? No, that was. Oh, you mean
that was Les Dawson.
Oh, he had a song himself, Terry Wogan.
Yeah, Terry Wogan's on Top of the Pop singing the floral dance or something. Something like that.
Did not know that. See, there you go. But again, can we pull away from the novelty act? I think it's genuine. An audience.
Just to be taken seriously.
Yeah, you know. And we could do like even some contemporary songs done in a sort of a laddie. This one's with heart for you sort of situation, you know.
Right. And what would we do? Just play a circuit of like nursing homes and stuff. Is it just performed on a Thursday afternoon?
That's kind of rude. In the kind of nursing home.
No,
fancy places like the Clonliffe House and
Maybe
a local Up in Roundling Woods, we could do a show in Roundling Woods.
That's true. We could go.
Maybe a pub in Bray.
We could do the festival circuit.
There you are now.
That'd be a willing crowd. There's always a weird stage at a festival.
We'd be in the weird stage, yeah. The weird stage, boys. You'd be there.
They don't really know where to put you. You know what I mean? You're not worthy of the main stage.
Yeah, we'd be in there. We'd be on after a stripper and before a poet.
Right between the two. Yeah, the culture tent.
Yeah, a male stripper would be on first. He's doing his thing, throwing off his trousers. Getting everyone in the mood for a laugh.
Yeah.
And then we come on, and then there'll be maybe a pianist or some sort.
Basically, when you've no interest in the silent disco, is there anything else on? Well, there's that, the Tubby Tunes are on in the weird tent. If you want to go and see them, I'll do that, sure.
Do that, I'll do that, yeah. Yeah, go
just give us another can, I'll go and do that.
Yeah, it'd be great. They're actually handing out free potatoes and everything, yeah. But that's the thing.
I mean, alternative
event for time. We were doing a story on the show that showed people forget how to have fun in their 40s. Look at us.
Yeah.
I'm knocking on the door of my 50s. You're knocking on the door of your 90s. Let's just get in and do it. Let's show people how to live. Show people how to live.
Wow. So, I mean, to be fair, I suppose we would technically be a cover band, would we?
Yes, we would be cover band.
Because we won't
be
writing any original material.
Well, we
Although
might.
There was that one time we did write an original song. Do you remember that?
What was that one again?
Something to do with a bike.
Did we?
Yeah, years ago. Jesus, your memory. I thought my memory was bad.
Did we write a song about a bike?
Yeah, your mate Pat helped us and all. He came in and helped us record it and everything.
No way.
Yeah, it was a nostalgia thing.
It was a bike.
Yeah, it was when we were in the other station.
Yeah. God, I don't remember a song about a bike at all.
Oh, well, it wasn't about a bike. I do remember something like a Rally BMX or something was mentioned in it.
Oh, jeez, I haven't a clue. I wrote songs
Rally
years
BMX,
ago.
Is that even a thing?
Yeah, yeah, the Rally Burner was a BMX, yeah. I don't know, I thought it would ring a bell at all. Jeez, that doesn't ring. Well, I remember...
Hopefully nobody remembers it, and hopefully it'll never resurface, because it was pretty shit. We're better off with the team.
Better
tunes.
Off with the team tunes.
Right.
That's stick
Everybody
to the hits.
Loves a good team tune.
Stick to the hits. That's the thing. Yeah, yeah. The hits. That's what you want.
Now,
even songs from ads. Good songs from ads. We could do.
Yeah, but not from shit pro. Not shit ones.
No,
like,
no,
in
no,
other words,
no.
We don't want to be doing EastEnders. Anyone can fall in. You know.
Oh yeah. No.
That.
No. No slow dance sections.
No dirges.
No. I reckon the ads though. Like, you know, like what was the brand plates? Yeah. How'd you like your eggs done? No, it doesn't matter. You like two? How about a bowl? What was that?
The lyrics don't even matter.
Tasty, tasty, yeah. Very, very tasty. You do that. And we hope it's chips.
That's the one I was thinking of.
Oh, it's chips, it's chips.
There.
That was a great ad.
Belters.
And what was the other one? We hear you knocking. It was about the peas trying to get into someone's kitchen. Do you remember that?
That about the peas?
Yeah. Or we could do.
An ad
this would be
peas.
A great one as well. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all know this one. Sing along. Kimberly Mercado and Colin O'Creams. Someone you love.
I think they'd be belters. They'd be magnificent.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm telling you.
So basically,
I know you're laughing at me and not taking me serious. I suppose that comes with the territory and the job. But I too think there's actually a
future in it.
There's an act in it. There's a one-off special in it somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
PJ and Jim and PJ, the tune of Tubby's, they do one for one night only the hits of your television screen.
I do kind of envisage what you're getting at. I can see an audience of people of a certain age getting a little bit too excited about people singing theme tunes from the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
Just mean, like, it does have, there is an element of, you know, the Clontarf Castle or something. You know what I mean? Coming off.
Yeah, I'd see at the start, right? Jim comes out on his own first and he goes, you know, what is it? I can't believe it myself.
What is that?
What is it? I don't know the lyrics, so you'll know the song.
Can I just do the talking
Suddenly
ones?
I'm up on top of the world. Couldn't believe it myself.
That's
right?
It, the team from the Greatest American Hero.
And then I get shot over cannon from the back. I go just over your head. And you're like, believe it or not. I'm walking on air. You know, and the audience are like, oh my God, is he all right? And you're like, hopefully not. And
just before we go on stage, we can do the thing. This is not just music. This is PJ and Jim music.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
You know.
I love it.
And finish the show like da 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 da.
Yeah.
Honestly, don't tell me there's not a show in it.
I suspect after this podcast goes out, there will be a surge of people looking to book that.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you
Wouldn't
hate...
you book that for a Christmas party,
I was
though?
Just going to say, I didn't want to mention it. I know you hate the C word, But you have to feel that there would be a huge demand for a series of Christmas parties. PJ and Jim's, the Tubby Tunes.
Yeah.
Christmas extravaganza.
Tubby Tunes.
Theme tune extravaganza with PJ and Jim.
Oh.
Wow, I tell you something.
Absolutely.
If that
marvelous.
Didn't sell out the Braemar Rooms, even though it's closed, I don't know what
sell
would.
Sell out the fucking car park, it would. The old car park.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, sell out. We should do a gig in the car park of the Tree Arena. That's how we should
do it. That would be very us. Playing the Tree Arena just outside it.
As Michael Down used to say, it'd be like the anal sex of of performance. Going into the car park where there's a purpose-built venue right next door. You'd be able to do it, you know, like that.
Can we put that in the poster?
Yes. The Tudor Tubbies. Literally the...
literally the anal sex of entertainment.
Of entertainment.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something. If nobody else liked
whatever
it,
you're
we'd
into.
Have a fucking ball with us. We're getting great laugh out of it.
It'd be absolutely wonderfully entertaining, I think.
I'd be hard to pitch the price range, really, for that, isn't it? It's hard to know what people would be willing to pay.
Oh, jeez, it wouldn't be cheap now. There's a lot of effort goes into a production like that.
Yeah. Like, you wouldn't be doing it for your bus fare.
No. Yeah. Jesus, I'd say 150 quid a ticket anyway.
Minimum.
A minimum price.
Because somebody has to look after the rider. Because, I mean, in fairness, your rider for any of them gigs, the amount of chocolate on it would be off the charts.
Be Jaffa Cakes out to beat the band, yeah, and there'd be a diva about it as well. Jaffa Cakes? They don't look like real. They're off-brand Jaffa Cakes. Expect me to sing classic hits of the 80s with one verse and chorus each?
Oh, my God.
On off-brand Jaffa Cakes? I don't think so,
It's hard to believe, actually, that in years to come, people will listen back to this podcast and say, look, that's where it happened. That's where the germ of the idea, the seed, was planted.
Yeah.
Of what they became. They went on to play, you know, Madison Square Gardens and everything.
Yeah, Madison Square, yeah.
Singing. You know, okay, it was outside Madison Square Gardens and, you know, whatever. And they were moved on by security. But that's not the point.
Yes, when they were singing The Fall Guy.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah.
I'm dying for a living on the movies and TV.
Wow.
Ooh-wee.
Did we?
It's millions.
Did you and I ever do, you remember when we used to do the karaoke at some of the parties? Did you and I ever do the Minder theme?
No, we didn't.
I tell you what we did do. Two in the front, two in the back.
George Ezra. Yeah, we did George Ezra.
Mm.
I can't remember what else we did.
Are you sure we never did the Minder theme?
I can't remember anything. I can't even remember the song we wrote.
It's funny you say that you can't remember anything. You always seem to be able to bring up the time that I was absolutely crucified and mortified having to sing a Christmas song.
It was brilliant. It was one of the greatest stage moments I've ever seen.
Amazing how that sticks in your mind.
We didn't realise that Here It Is, Merry Christmas. We didn't realise until we were in the middle of the karaoke game performance to a full live audience. And we didn't realise that. The song is about, what is it, 4 or 5 minutes long, and 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes of it is literally just, so here it is, Merry Christmas.
And I'll tell you something, a lot of audience get bored of that very quickly.
Jim did about 50 seconds of it, and it started again. He went, oh, here, I'm going, he said, into the microphone.
Trust me, they'd had enough. They'd had enough of that thing.
Oh, here I'm going.
Get out.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant, yeah.
I lost out to Frank Sinatra.
Watch out, the music's still playing. Our manager going, is he going back on or is that it? I think that's it. I think he's gone.
Yeah. I should have really done a mic drop moment, but I didn't. I wasn't cool enough.
You didn't
to be
even
able
have the
that.
Mic in your hand,
that's
I don't
true,
think.
Exactly.
You were standing next, just going, standing at the mic stand. Yes! Merry Christmas!
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, Jim. But Patrick's weekend now. We're just going into it. Are you going to do anything? Are you going to go to a show with the caliber of ours?
Where would you get it? Where would you get that level of entertainment? I won't actively go. It may find me. I may end up in a hostelry. And before I know it, I may end up surrounded by musicians.
Definitely, that happens.
It'll take me by surprise.
Yeah.
I won't necessarily be there for the performance.
Well, of course you're going to be surrounded by musicians. They'll be there. What ideas have you got? They'll be there going this weekend. What do you think of
Can
them?
We be part of your band?
We heard about the show. Can I audition?
Yeah.
You know, we are going to get loads of that, yeah.
Yeah. Well, if
Fiddlers,
we do it, then we should definitely do it with a more unusual back. You know, everybody has guitar and drums.
That's true. Let's do it full Irish.
Yeah.
Bellrons and fiddles and all. Classic hits of the 80s done Irish
and
style.
Kazoos.
Yeah.
And kazoos. And people playing the comb.
Yeah. That's a great idea. Imagine. And then go through the band. Ladies and gentlemen, on comb tonight. We have Mr. Seamus O'Rahilly from Newbridge. What? And he does a solo. Boing, 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 boing.
Yeah. The man at the back, Mr. Silver Spoons himself. Yeah.
Liam, Flanagan. Yeah, man. That'd be the way.
Now you're talking.
Now you're talking.
Bruce Springsteen must be shitting himself. Yeah.
On the burst, Bowron is Harry.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, Bowron. He can only play the edges.
He can only play the edges.
Torn in the middle.
No idea why he's here when there's a spoon fella already.
Yeah, and a lad with a box.
There's always a lad with a box.
A lad
with a box, a string, and an old brush handle.
Man, do you know something?
Yeah.
You've sold me on it.
I'm in.
Get me a contract, I'll sign it.
Oh, God. Okay, now we have that sorted out. Have a great Patrick's weekend, everybody else. Woo! And don't rob our ideas, okay? We're the tubby, to tell you. What is it I says? The tubby tunies, the tuny tubs.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. With InsureMyCars.ie.
Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
InsureMyCars.ie. Today is the birthday of Chuck Norris. We ended up getting inundated then with all the Chuck Norris gags, you know, because traditionally Chuck Norris is the hardest of hard men.
The toughest of tough guys there ever was.
Yeah. However, it appears that, again, if you want to be really happy in your life, now this isn't sort of happy in love necessarily, this is in life in general, across the board.
Although it is pretty much about relationships more than anything else now. Being able to say sorry, yes, Jim is right, it does apparently make you a happier person in general, but they say you have the men in particular who have the most satisfied relationships are men who have what they call intellectual humility.
Thank you.
Which comes with an ability to just say sorry, admit you are wrong, and move on.
Finally, it's come round.
Is it now? Is this you, though?
Yeah, you might think, you know something, you might think you're a bit of a Chuck Norris man, hard as nails, never apologise, all that sort of stuff. Well, those of us who crumble have had our moments.
Now, are you one of them? Or, because there's a different ways of saying sorry. This is about people who say sorry and mean it.
Oh, I say sorry all the time.
And you mean it?
Of course I do. How do you mean mean it?
Well, there's
depends
different
on
ways
who, are you, well,
of saying sorry. There is. There's, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. I take ownership of that.
Mm.
I shouldn't have done it. I apologise. I hurt your feelings. It should never happen. That's a sorry.
Right.
And there's, I'm sorry. I'm always wrong, ain't I?
You mean the way you apologise?
You know what I'm sorry for? I'm sorry I met you. I'm sorry I ever met you. That's what I'm sorry for. I'm sorry that I'm in your life ruining everything with my catastrophic living and breathing, you know. There's that sort of an apology.
The one where somebody goes, you don't like the way I'm doing it. Well, I'm sorry for you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm sorry about that because it's not going to change.
Right, okay. So obviously an insincere apology is not going to work.
Because everybody thinks they're good at saying sorry. Everybody thinks they're good at it, right? It's one of those things. But very, very few people actually are and mean it and be genuine.
You mean those people who turn around and go, I have no problem saying sorry when I'm wrong. I'm just very never, I'm
it
never
just
really
never
wrong.
Happened. It just hasn't happened yet. It just never get there. It never seems to go that way.
Of course
not. Only 3%, I beg your pardon, not one in three, 3% of people, and get this, for a crazy world, say they've never had an argument with their spouse. So neither person has ever had to say sorry.
Assume they never spoke to each other.
Well, let me say this. I'm sorry, but you're a pack of liars.
Yeah,
anyone
exactly.
who says that, yeah. It's gas, isn't it? And 82% of people believe that in most disputes, they are right. Their spouse is in the wrong. So even if they feel like they're right, they would say sorry.
Oh, I agree, 100%.
You 100%. Of course you do. I'm sorry, right? I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm just sorry I exist. I'm sorry for breathing.
Oh, yeah. Should I walk in the door, literally key in the door, open the door. Sorry! Yeah, me again. Sorry!
That's really, even people are looking for Jim. Jim, sorry! Sorry! Whatever it is, I didn't mean it.
Yeah.
I apologise. Yeah. Apologies.
It's like PJ said something to me earlier on, off air, and I went, oh, God, what am I doing now?
I just went, I got a message about you, and he was like, oh, God, you have to put the heart across me. What happened? I said, no, nothing. It was good. Someone wants to invite you to something.
Anyway, but so what you're saying is those of us who say sorry, we know, what have we got? We've got intellectual humility.
Humility, yeah.
Not just fear, then.
No, you're
not,
full
not
of,
desperate fear and anxiety.
No, you're full of intellectual humility.
Thank you.
You're a lot more grown up than I am. I know that's hard to believe, but it is true. I know it's very hard to believe, but you are. It's a stretch, I know.
Yeah.
But it, yeah. Because I'm definitely one of those. There has to be an edge on the apology sometimes. You know,
right.
A lot, you know, sometimes, yeah. Sometimes, anyway, you know. I'm sorry you're upset. I'm sorry that upset you. I'm sorry, you know.
Yeah. Because you're brilliant at, you're brilliant at, you know, the silences.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You can carry them off. If you're in bad form with somebody, or whatever, and they're expecting an apology for you, but you decided, I'm not, you know, I've done nothing wrong.
Sit it out.
You can keep that, like, you know.
Sit it out, yeah.
I'd cave straight away. Well, not straight away.
That's because you're over there downloading all the information again. That's because you're sitting there like a smartphone again, downloading all your apps are open. You know,
yeah.
What are they thinking about me now? What's going to happen? How is this going to turn out? What are other people going to think? When this story gets out, what are people going to say? Who's going to think I'm right? Who's going to think I'm wrong? You're doing all this to yourself.
Yeah.
Again, I'm over in the corner like a Nokia just going, you know.
So my apology is, listen, I'm really, really sorry. Okay, what are you sorry about? I'm not really sure, but I am really sorry.
Yeah, absolutely everything. Everything from start to finish. I am sorry.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova with
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at InsureMyCars.ie.
There's a lot to be said for a sink. Apparently the big trend in bathrooms this year is your statement sink. So imagine now somebody comes around to your house and you're there in the house and all, and they say, can I use your bathroom? And they went into your bathroom and for the love of God, there's a plain white sink there. So wouldn't you be mortified?
Plain white sinks are already in.
Well, maybe if that's the statement you want to make, Jim. Plain Jane over here. But apparently the statement sink is all about, it's a sink that's as spectacular as your personality is what I'm reading here. It becomes a standout feature of the bathroom. And you do, so whatever your personality is, you make your sink match it. So I suppose a big bowl now would be the sort of sink I'd probably have there. Big old bowl in it.
Well, that'd be, actually, that probably
taps,
is.
Taps.
That's probably very mod, you know, if you have a real, you know, just a big giant bowl of a thing. That's probably regarded as cool.
Yeah, but that's it.
Or else one of those sinks, you know those sinks, they're so deep, they're like a giant trough. It's basically like a small bath.
Oh,
somebody's put in a sink.
If you're going to wash your hands, you're going to have to get, oh, here's some swimming trunks. You're going to have to get into it to reach.
You need to get a hoosh up so you can get down to the water.
Exactly, but statement sink is all, it's all about the statement
sink.
So
it's the bathroom sink though, not the
bathroom sink.
Because when you said statement sink, I immediately thought, well, in the kitchen, and it'll be one of those ones that have the fancy taps with that do hot, cold and scalding and whatever.
I'm sorry, you're right though. That's actually a part of it as well. It's just the, you know, the stats, your statement you make to yourself. You're not going to have someone around your house and then say, hey, while you're here, you wouldn't fancy doing the dishes and get them to check out your statement sink that way.
Right.
They don't really get to experience the sink in the same way. I suppose they might do, but you can make a statement sink anywhere you want. You can have a statement sink in the garden if you're brave enough.
Yeah.
Most people wouldn't be.
Yeah. Now that you mention it, in the kitchen. Would you like to go to the kitchen for a glass of wine? The kitchen, really? Yeah, yeah. I thought we'd maybe hang out by the sink.
Yeah, imagine,
have a glass of wine.
Do you like a glass of wine or beer or water? They'd be there. I'll have a beer. I think you'll have a water.
Would you like hot, cold, or absolutely scalding?
Honestly, the beer is fine. No, we'll start with the water. Come over here to the sink. I'll get you water.
Yeah, just casually pass your hand over that. Why? Just do it.
Just do what I'm asking you, will you? Yeah, that's actually proper boiling water. As you can see, the sink tells us the temperature of the water at any given time.
Yeah. Do you want to know how much you weigh? No, not really. Just lean
get
on that.
Get into
there.
The sink. Get into the sink. Just humour me for a minute. Get into the sink. I want you to tell people about this.
Wow. So now you need a statement sink.
You need a statement sink. You're nobody now without a statement sink. And of course, there's all kinds of different ones. There's the stone ones, the marbly looking ones. There's the, you know, the
stone would be kind of cool, wouldn't it?
It would be kind of cool.
Well, I suppose it depends on the decor of your entire house, though, doesn't it?
Well, that's it. You don't want, you know, like for a cheetah wallpaper and then a stone sink, you'd look ridiculous. You know, you have to match. You'd need a cheetah sink as well.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova with
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
InsureMyCars.ie.
You know the way there's always those kind of weirdly, well, let's just say strange accidents. Like, for example, my learned friend and colleague, PJ Gallagher, when he famously broke his own nose while tying his shoelace.
Well, I don't see any need to bring that up now.
I'm just saying as an example. You know, he was tying his shoelace innocently, decided that it would never be tight enough, lace broke, smacks himself in the face and bloodied his nose. Now, you know, so accidents can happen. But there's a strange kind of twist on that in the papers this morning.
Yeah, there is, isn't there? A warning has had to be put out, if you can believe it. But doctors have had to put out a warning to please be careful when you're using eye drops. Not that they're putting them in incorrectly, or not that they're using too much of it, or maybe too little and it's not helping the problem. But to warn them they have a number of reports of people mistaking super glue for eye drops, and they're gluing their eyes shut.
There's nothing funny about that. Very serious. Yeah.
A stark rise in consumers mistaking nail glue as well as super glue, nail glue for eye drops and other things. Obviously that's increased emergency room visits. You would have to say that sometimes people, they probably wouldn't be dealt with first in the queue. One particular TikTok video shared about 41,000 times, a doctor has come on from Colorado, of course, in the States. But he's not the only one saying, like, please be careful what you're doing. I know the packets are similar, but some of them aren't. One man managed to get wood glue into his eye. I have no idea how he did that. Yeah,
that's normally white in nature, isn't it, wood glue?
It also comes in a litre and a half. I don't know who thinks he could buy eye medication in litre and a half. Squeezy tubes with a huge funnel on the end.
Yeah. I mean,
I know you need a gun to apply, you know, to windows, to corners and everything. So he says it's amazing.
The other thing that strikes me about this, I know what you're saying, or Dave said in the story, that the bottles may be of a similar sort of size and, you know, even possibly a shape in some instances.
Yeah.
But in what household does your super glue and your eye drops reside in the same area?
Yeah, why are people keeping super glue in the mirror behind the sink, you know?
Yeah.
Or why are they keeping eye drops in the DIY cupboard?
In the garage.
The garage. And who puts eye drops in the garage? There's a lot of questions. And of course, it's not like this is the first time we've seen stuff like this, you know?
Yeah.
People do ridiculous things all the time. But this is the latest one. This is what we've
been
warned about.
And the fact that it's happened so much that a doctor actually felt they, you know, had to come out and say it. It's not like it was a one-off. Wait, I'll tell you about this mad situation where this thing happened to this one person.
Yeah, no, it's a stark rise, they say, in this happening, you know. Mm. It's like before we did a story once where doctors had to plead with people to please not do surgery on themselves. That's a plead. And dentists at one point, you might remember we did that story, it's years ago now, where they said, will you please stop trying to do dental surgery or remove teeth on your own and all.
Yeah.
To think that there's still lads out there tying string around their teeth and running up the road or whatever doing. I did say lads, because I don't think women do that.
It is expensive nowadays, you know, medical visits and all that sort of stuff. But really, you do have to draw the line somewhere. Surgery and dental extractions and stuff like that really should be handled by a professional.
By a professional. And like by an actual professional. Not like a fella, you know, who's pretty good with making a chair. You know, and things like that.
Yeah.
Say, Derek is brilliant with his hands. He can fix that. I've seen him put tables. You want to see him do an IKEA flat pack furniture? He's absolutely brilliant. I see no reason why he wouldn't be able to give me a filling in me tooth.
Of course.
You know.
I'm wondering now whether there's other examples, of the, not necessarily of the glue being mistaken for eye drops, but is there other kind of things where you'd potentially mistake something for something completely different? For example, if you're going to mistake it with eye drops, imagine the amount of creams of various sorts that people have in their medicine cabinets
got sunburned. Someone actually texted us in here, and that was again a few years ago. Somebody couldn't understand why they got burnt when they were on their holidays in spite of all the suntan lotion they were putting on. And it turned out they were putting athlete's foot cream all over their body when they were on holidays. Do you remember that?
Athlete's foot?
Yeah, it was putting foot cream on all over them for the whole week.
And getting scalded.
And they got scalded and went, that's ridiculous. That's, what factor is that? And his wife looked at it and went, well, it's factor nothing, you idiot. It's for athlete's foot.
But for example, supposing you suffered, let's say, with your hemorrhoids or something.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, the hemorrhoids. Like, the last thing you'd want to put on is something like, you know, mistake that with the deep heat or something.
Exactly, yeah. And you know it's been done. You know someone's put something spicy in there, don't you? You know someone's really gone for it. You do, you know someone has. That works on everything. Mother of God!
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. With
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at InsureMyCars.ie.
Occasionally we do try and bring you, we do try and bring you stories about how people have discovered benefits to certain foods and whatnot.
Yeah, we do. And there's a great one today that apparently eating fish will really boost your social skills, apparently.
Your social skills?
Yeah, Bristol University have done some study with, they used data from children in the 90s. I don't know how they did that. They're hardly still eating fish and they hardly did time travel, but anyway. But they showed that children who ate no fish were more likely to display suboptimal pro-social behaviour. And pro-social behaviour is, you know, your, that's what you want, really. That's what wants you to get out and about and want to meet other people and everything. So the more fish you eat, the more social you get. Here's the problem. Here's the catch. The more fish you eat, the less people probably want to hang around with you. I mean, if you're smelling like you have old sardines in your pocket all the time.
Yeah.
You know,
I have to say,
I'm all for a bit of fish.
I was about to say that I actually see the merit in that survey because, you know,
yeah.
Like, I mean, I would eat fish, but I mean, I wouldn't be a big fish eater. I'm not a big, I like, I'm kind of more seafood than fish. Does that make sense to you?
Yes,
do you know what I'm
yes,
going at?
Yes, it does. Yeah, I do understand.
You know, all for your prawns and your lobsters and your crab. And all
crustaceans.
That.
Crustaceans.
More so than your, your standard
and
fish.
And a crustacean doesn't stink. Whereas I've never, you know, you don't get stinky crustaceans. You don't.
Not as much. I don't find it so. Maybe.
I've never said, oh, the smell of lobster off your man. I've never had it. But
yeah.
This will show now, this is my living proof. I was putting tuna in the microwave every so often in here. Well, my God, it was like I was walking around with a balaclava pointing a gun at people. People were going absolutely spare over it.
Yeah.
And there was a poor fella here called Ray that worked here one time.
And it was so, just, and we're not joking. Yeah, it's a fish story about a bloke called Ray.
Ray, yeah. And Ray put his haddock in the microwave. And honestly, he was made send around a group email apology to everybody in the office.
Because the stench of it.
Everyone was like, who's after doing that? He was like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, you know.
And I guarantee you will get these people going, no, fish doesn't smell. I'll tell you, no, it doesn't.
Yeah, only
stale fish. And all this.
Oh, fish only smells if it's gone off.
Absolute rubbish.
It's
walk by a fishmonger's, right? I'm just telling you. That's where the gags come from, right?
Go into a fish shop today and say, give us a smell of your hair. The person that's working there, give us a smell of your hair. And then come out and tell me you didn't smell anything.
Exactly.
You didn't smell anything. Yeah.
It has its own odour.
It does have its own odour.
You can choose whether you find that good or bad.
Yeah.
Just saying.
And that's it.
Well, if you're writing apology emails...
Yeah, there's something
take
going
it
on.
From that.
It's a bit like saying garlic. If you ate 3 cloves of garlic every day, you become more friendly. That's grand. No one wants to be friends with you. They can't stand next to you. If you empty a whole can of Old Spice into your trousers and stand next to it, it makes you really friendly. No one wants to do it. It's like, where do you draw the line? If you smell like a dog's bottom. Research shows people who smell like dog's bottoms are the friendliest people on public transport. I know they are. They're all mad.
Yeah, they're all looking for friends.
Yeah, yeah.
They can't be found.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is amazing, isn't it? That the fish would make you want to be kind of social
that's
and
life all
interact.
Over, isn't it?
And everybody's literally going, oh, for the love of God.
I have to go. That's it. You get a nickname and all. Oh, here's Captain Salmon now with a big smile on his face. Look at him. Oh my God, here he is. Here's fish tartare.
Yeah. Captain Birdseye. Captain Salmon.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie or on the Nova app.
With insuremycars.ie, get low prices and save on your car insurance today at insuremycars.ie.